Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's a mini episode of Do You Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what you just bought and what, or what I just bought, or what we just bought, really, and what you might need to buy next. And Jackie J, you're here. You're my co-host, as always.
That's right. I'm here, honey.
Jackie, we have like a really big week.
We had a big, fun, exciting week.
Tell them why if they missed it. Tell them why we had such a nice week, a big week.
Well, it was because you and I launched our passion project.
Our passion project.
Just one episode.
Just one episode on Patreon.
We can't get enough of each other. The world can't get enough of us. And we wanted to do something together. And we started a Patreon where we do just one episode of each genre of podcast.
Think about
it. We started with true crime.
We started with true crime.
Think
of just one episode as if Jackie and I launch a new podcast every single week, then give up on it and launch another one week after.
It's basically every time we come up with an idea on the minis and we follow through with it once.
Yeah, and we follow through with it once, but we follow through with it every week, but only once per topic. So we did true crime last week, which I thought was really
fun. We found a lot out.
We did. We found a lot out. And we actually managed.
You changed my life.
I know.
I remember I sang into my iPhone and Fortnite by Wicked and sent it to you at like 11:30 at night. Because it's true. My life has been changed for the better because of the information that you gave me on our Patreon episode.
Because I told you.
Don't even say what.
This 2020 episode that everyone needs to see. But I can't tell you guys about it because this is what Patreon is for.
You gotta get on the Patreon, honey.
I know that paying for things, that's like a whole other ask, right? You know, like spending money on stuff, that's hard to do. But we do a ton of stuff for free. And we thought, you know what? What if we just tried it out? What would happen if we launched a Patreon? It gives us a little bit more wiggle room to say like, oh, well, you know, it's worth the amount of time we have to spend recording and editing, and you know, it's like a lot of work. So we're just like seeing like, hey, what happens if, you know, what happens?
And we're
if?
Having so much fun. I literally get 100 texts. I'm not exaggerating from you a day. 100.
Yeah, because I am reignited with life because I'm so excited about the episode that we're doing this week, which no one knows about yet because it hasn't come out on the Patreon and we can't tell anybody about it. But it is so good.
I mean, I call this being a memory hoarder.
Yeah.
A person that just keeps memories very vivid.
Yeah.
And that is why this is going to, that's all I'll say.
Yeah.
It's a blast from the past.
It's a blast
from
the past. But Jackie,
that's
also,
all you get.
Ask me the date of the first time I kissed my biggest high school crush.
What was the date?
Thursday, May 16th. Actually, I don't know if it was a Thursday. I think it was a Thursday. It was May 16th, 2002. And we were walking through the woods and then we kissed.
Oh my gosh. See what I mean?
Yeah.
You're a memory hoarder.
I'm a memory hoarder. All right, you guys, that's all we'll say. I want everyone to join us on the Patreon. You get access to all of the episodes that we do of just one episode. You get access to a very secret private Instagram account. You get access to like a ton of bonus content from the minis as well. Like I'm going to be uploading a little bit of an unboxing of the Saved by the Bell palette that we talked about on the Natch Butte mini. So it's just like a lot of stuff there. So we'll see you there. We'll obviously
so quick.
It
the next day.
It was a one-day ship, and I didn't pay for one-day shipping, Jackie. I'm too cheap for that.
I mean, I'm blown away.
And we decided it was really good.
Did you get the kabuki screech?
I did. It was kind of a dark memory.
Yeah.
Talk about memory hoarder. And now I'm like, I can't possibly use this. It's too beautiful. And Patreon subscribers will get to see everything. I will upload a reel. I'm very, very excited. But for now, we're going to do the minis available to everybody. This week on the mini of Do You Thanks Just Bought It Pod, I thought, you know, what better theme than the back of Us magazine, every issue, what's in your bag? So, Jackie, I want to show you what's in my bag, and I want you to show me what's in your bag. Did you just bring your bag? I want you to just throw it all out.
I brought my purse, and I must warn you, I didn't do any pre-cleaning.
Oh.
I didn't.
Wow.
You're going to really get to know who I am.
I wanted to record this. Yes. I'm excited. I want to say Jackie's holding up a infamous Matt and Nat, which is a vegan leather brand. Even I know that. Just a little,
I love
like
this
a
bag.
Blush moment crossbody. Mm-hmm.
I've had this thing for almost 2 years and you can't even tell.
No,
it
it's beautiful.
Lasted. Yeah, I love it.
All right. Yours looks filled to the brim. Do you want to start with yours? Do you want me to start with mine? What is your pref?
Well, should we do this like a roller coaster where we slowly rev up to the chaos, or should we just jump into the chaos and then drive it home?
I think you're right. You need to go. I think you need to go last. Yours is chaotic.
Okay. Then
right?
Not to spoil alert, but yeah, it's a mess. It's a fucking mess. I need major bag help.
I have the opposite problem because I switch out my bags so often that I am very on top of receipts and loose tampons that find their way in there. You know, like an old sort of gum that you're like, mm-hmm. oh, could I chew this? And then you're like, no, I couldn't because it's mm-hmm. melting under my fingers. Mm-hmm. So my bag is also it's succinct in its packing because it's small. Because what I'm using is this everyday, it's like the everywhere tote, everything tote from, or not tote, mm-hmm. fanny pack from Lululemon.
Cute.
I have been doing a hands-free fanny pack moment this summer because of the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Because now I need my hands for the dog.
Yeah. You have to be hands-on with a puppy, with a doodle puppy.
And she's very handsy.
Yeah.
So I'm very, you know, this bag fits a lot, but I'm also, you won't find anything in this bag because it's so small and compact. There's nothing in this bag that doesn't need to be there. Mm-hmm. So I have kind of a boring setup right now, but I'm excited about everything that I have in my bag. So the first thing that I have is my Kindle. Do you know I carry my Kindle everywhere I go?
No, but I love that for you.
Mm-hmm. I carry it everywhere I go because you never know when I will want to read a book on the go. But I don't understand why I would ever do that because I always have my phone.
That's what I look at. My phone is my crutch, but I think it's healthier to have something to read.
I think it's a nice thought to be like, oh no, mm-hmm. I have my Kindle.
Yes.
I have my wallet. I've gone back to using a bigger wallet. Have you heard of Higher Goods?
No, but I need a wallet desperately.
Well, so this is leather.
As long as they're non-leather.
So
okay.
This is leather. No, but I will say about Higher Goods that I think is amazing is that Dana Cohen, who started Higher Goods, worked in the fashion industry for a long time and saw that so many leather scraps were being like just mm-hmm. thrown to the wayside, never to be used again.
Yes.
So she buys kind of like private label the leather that like really, really luxury designers use and then makes wallets and like accessories out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And while I know you can't buy one because it's leather, I do like that it's sustainable and that this would have gone mm-hmm. to the trash.
Yeah.
But
that is nice.
Yeah, but I've been using this leather wallet because there's so much I have to carry these days because I carry my vaccine card with me.
Yep.
Has anyone ever asked to see your vaccine card yet?
They're actually, it's not, you're not allowed to ask.
You are in a private location.
I was at the urgent care a few weeks ago because my throat hurt and I thought I had obviously COVID.
Yeah.
And they gave me a strep and a COVID test. Both were negative. Turns out my air conditioning is
right,
a mess and we have to have it worked on. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Buying a house is not a good idea.
Yeah.
But she said, have you been vaccinated? I said, yes. She said, can you prove it? I said, yes. And then that was it. I go, do you want to see my card? She goes, nope, I can't ask for it. I was like, okay.
Well, I mean, I think you can. I know there's like a whole thing that's like, oh, it's HIPAA or whatever. If it were me, if it's me living in the middle of a pandemic, I would pin this card to my person the way that a kindergartner walks into elementary school for the first time. And it's like in bubble letters, like Caroline, mm-hmm. you know, this is my classroom. I'm dying to show someone my vaccine card. I'm dying for someone to ask for it at the door of a restaurant or a club. I'm like,
well,
anyone?
Spoiler
anyone?
Alert. I have one in my purse in a laminated case as well. But that's all I'll say about my bag. Keep going.
Okay. I also have my vax card uploaded to my phone, like in my wallet. So that's good.
I just took a photo of it.
Oh, that's really smart. I'm bringing back more credit cards into my wallet. I used to not carry. I used to carry like one or two because where was I going? But now, you know, I bring the Target card. I have my Kaiser Permanente health insurance card. That's important. Mm-hmm. Most importantly, mm-hmm. Jackie, do you see what I have here?
Oh, what's that?
That's right. It's my identity club card for the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas.
Oh, so you can use that Sex and the City slot machine with ease.
That's right. Do you know what, though? I had gotten that. You know, it's one of those things they do at Vegas, which is like, join our loyalty program and mm-hmm. we'll give you like $20 on the slots. And you're like, mm-hmm. okay, you know, I'm a big baller here. But when you have an identity card, you get like a lot of like Vegas just lives off the money of people who have gambling addictions. So mm-hmm. you get so many perks. And there was a long ass line when I was checking into that hotel. And then maybe 10 minutes into standing in that long line, I saw a sign that was like, if you have an identity card, you can just like skip the line in this line. And I was like, wait a minute, I have one from like years ago. So I pulled it out and like was nice. Like, I'm skipping the line. You don't have to do much to be a VIP because someone else is gambling away like their kid's college fund at like table 8 and you're reaping the benefits mm-hmm. of that and getting to cut the line. The other thing. Okay, what else do I have in here? Let's see. Okay, I have my headphones. Do you know I gave up my AirPods? I can't do it. They fall out of my ears.
Did you try the new model that has the rubber around the edges?
Worse.
Wow.
I can't tell.
They do fall out of my ears, too.
Do we have too small ears? Do we have too big ears? Are we too pretty?
I have no idea, but all three.
But all three. Always, yeah. So I bought these Anchor, Soundcore. You know, after AirPods, everyone makes wireless mm-hmm. Bluetooth AirPods.
I've been too scared to try a third-party option. Do you love those?
Why are you scared?
Just because I want them to work well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm really happy with the quality of the AirPods.
AirPods quality is amazing.
The accessibility has been great. Even though they look stupid hanging out of your ears, but they do work well.
They do. These are good. These were only $50. I mean, they're definitely not as good as the AirPods, but they stay in my ears, and that was my big thing. Like, when I'm at the gym, like, AirPods were, like, falling out, and I can't have that because I'm at the gym. Did I mention I work out? I go to the gym. The other things I have in my bag, let's see. I carry my Mega Babe Thigh Saver, which is for thigh chafe. I feel like, do you have a thigh gap, Jackie? You're very thin.
That's a personal question.
Am I not allowed to ask that like a vaccine
card? How dare you?
Card?
I actually don't know if I do. I might have a very, very slight one.
Well, but... do your thighs touch when you walk? If you have to think about it, the answer is no. Everyone out there whose thighs touch when they walk, which is like 98% of the population, if you have to think about it, they don't touch. But if you're a person like me, like most people whose thighs touch when they walk, have you ever used something like this?
No, I had a woman on Natch who created a line of products like that, and it was really fascinating.
Was it Katie Storino?
No, it's a woman named Loey Lane.
Oh, okay.
She's an influencer and a YouTuber.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, look, like, mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but...
Well...
I she had a whole line of stuff.
You don't know my struggle, but... These thighs rub, and it's nice to have some reprieve from that. That isn't like wearing like Spanx in the mm-hmm. summer or bike shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, I need
nobody
to.
Wants to
I need
wear to, Spanx.
No, I need to feel free. And have you've seen my opus in Cosmopolitan about Spanx, right?
I have not.
Jackie, I wore Spanx to my best friend's wedding. I was a maid of honor. There were two of us, and I lost nerve feeling in my left thigh and caused nerve damage. I still can't feel parts of my left thigh.
Did you sue?
It's been 2 years. Who would I sue? Like Spanx?
Yeah, Dr. Spanx, the creator of Spanx.
My friend who had the wedding. Let me tell you, word to the wise, if your friend is getting married in June in Florida when it's 108 degrees out and is making you wear a long Hunter Green full length gown that is form fitting honey, and you need to wear shapewear, size up on the shapewear that you would wear, let's say a winter wedding, because your body is expanding in the heat and you're going to be in that shapewear all day. And you want to be able to feel both your legs. And I know that now, but my time is gone. It's never coming back.
What? Wow, that is terrifying, because for my wedding, I gave money to Kim Kardashian, which I swore I would never do, and I'm not kidding you, it was incredible.
Wow.
It created a shelf for my ass.
No, shapewear is fun.
It became a shelf. And I went tiny with it. I was like, I want the smallest size they make.
Yeah, this thigh non-toucher over here. I love a good shapewear. Like, I think it makes...
You just have to be careful.
Well, clearly. I mean, at my time, yeah. I just heed my warning. I have my... some people might be not surprised to know that this was a recommendation I wrote about for the G-Thanks newsletter. This JBL Bluetooth speaker. I bring it with me when I go places. And the last two things in my bag, a hair claw clip I cannot live without. Like, I have 1,000 of these in my house. They cover my dresser drawers. And the last thing
Can you hold up all your hair with that?
I can hold up. So this little one is for the like top crown of my hair. And I do that either when I'm working out or when I'm sleeping it. And I put a little dry shampoo on it so that it doesn't get super sweaty or greasy. G-Thanks listeners know this, but the trick of dry shampoo is you put it on before your hair gets greasy, not after your hair gets greasy.
That makes perfect
sense. Yeah, you put on your dry shampoo before bed and then you wake up and your hair is like not oily at all. Once it's very oily, it's kind of too late. Just like my numb thigh. Oh gosh, and when the dog scratches my numb thigh, you know, when she jumps up on my legs, it hurts so much because it feels like, imagine when you're like walking on pins and needles. Like, that, like, really horrible feeling.
Have you gone to an acupuncturist?
I went
to
a physical therapist, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
And he was like, well, he was honestly, I'm not going to say his name just because what if he, like, ever hears this? But, like, if any of you want the name of what I consider a really, really hot physical therapist in Manhattan, let me know. I had such a crush on him. He had, like, 3 kids. He could not have been that much older than me, maybe, like, 3 or 4 years older than me. And he was nice. He has, like, really high rankings on ZocDoc.
There's this really hot eye doctor in LA that everybody goes to. And he's been brought up on so many podcasts.
Wait, you brought him up on our podcast.
I did. I've never been to him. I've just heard about it.
I think you
did. I haven't made the appointment.
Wait, do you know can you say his name out loud or no?
I don't know his name off the top of my head, but Attitudes, you know, Brian Safi and Aaron Gibson have talked at length about him. Then he's come up in my personal life. Several of my friends saw him non-connected to Aaron and Brian.
Wow.
Even though they're like, they've been friends of mine for like over a decade. But he works at Positive Ions, which is EYE.
That's a dumb name.
It is, but I think he owns it. And apparently he's super hot.
Yeah.
So look
we
it up.
Love a hot doctor. We love a hot doctor.
I will also say, anyone that lives in LA, the Hollywood walk-in clinic on Selma, every doctor is hot.
Oh, wow.
Every doctor. And they have all different types of person, but they are all hot.
Like, everyone's like the hottest of their type.
Exactly.
Of their genre.
And the Yelp reviews confirm it, because I thought I was crazy and I went in there and they're like, I had an amazing PA, super hot.
Yeah.
Next person.
My
PA was
hot.
Super hot. Like, everyone. But that's Hollywood, babe.
That's Hollywood. They're all trying to make it. And you know, they're just trying to make tips being a doctor. You know, everyone in Hollywood is either
like
a waitress or a doctor.
Reality show.
Exactly.
Yes.
They all want to be Paul Nassif.
Or a doctor.
You're right. No, you're right.
My friend had her nose done by Dr. Nassif.
Really? How's it look?
Mm-hmm. Great.
Great. Great
Obviously.
Job, Dr. Nassif.
Yeah.
Dr. Nassif. Well, I think there should be a spinoff of ZocDoc called Hot Doc, where you can just find hot doctors of your choosing. Mm-hmm. The last thing that's in my bag, always. Poop bags for the dog. I have these
ones. Are those the Earth-rated ones?
I could not tell you. Do you use like special poop bags that like are bio?
Yes.
I think
more expensive, but
I
try to do my part.
I think these are biodegradable. Do they make poop bags that aren't biodegradable?
All the plastic ones are not.
That would be really stupid.
No, all of them are not.
Well,
you have to pay like $5 more to get the bio ones. And they're a very different consistency. They feel like rubber. They feel like a balloon, sort of.
Yeah.
That one's plastic.
Then I have plastic bags. Well, you know what, though? I'm sorry. I'm just bad.
It's okay. Listen, it's hard.
It is hard, but I could do better. Next time I order my thing, I'll send me the link of what you use. Okay.
They're called Earth Rated.
I bought so many poop. You know, before the dog comes, it's like when before a baby mm-hmm. comes, I assume it's like, you know, you buy all this shit and then the baby comes yes. and you only use like a fraction of the shit.
A quarter of the shit.
The mm-hmm. amount of poop bags I have. I was like, I have to buy 109 rolls of poop bags. We're getting mm-hmm. a puppy. I will never run out of these poop bags.
Yeah. You should start giving them out as little
on Halloween.
As little tchotchkes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat. Oh, that neighbor
gives
out.
Clean up after your dog, kids.
That neighbor gives out poop bags. I'm excited for, side note, I am excited for Halloween this year. I do live in a neighborhood, so do you. I assume I'm going to be getting some trick-or-treaters at my house.
Oh, yeah, I bet I will, too.
That's fun.
I'm going to have to come up with a great costume.
Yeah, you got to do a good bit where you're like, and what are you? And what do you say?
Yes.
I can't just pick.
I'm the kooky lady.
How many can we pick? One. I'll get king
size. I'm
going
to get some dry ice
yes.
going.
Yeah, and Chuchi yeah. can be in a little costume, and Ben
well,
can
you know her
up.
Costume.
I've seen, so you guys, another thing you can see on the Patreon, eventually, we are going to post a picture of Chuchi in her Halloween costume. I have seen it. It's kind of, sexy. I'm going to say sexy. Yeah. She looks kind of sexy.
Listen, Chuch is a grown-ass woman,
yeah.
and she feels confident in her body.
Yeah,
and it's sometimes women look sexy on Halloween.
Sometimes
and
they
one
do.
Of those women.
And Chuch is one of those women. That's yeah. all we can say, because that's Patreon shit, baby. Yes. So that's my bag.
Well, no, we have something planned, we can say.
Oh, okay.
Involving us in costumes
yes.
and a Halloween treat.
Yes. You want to say it now?
Yes.
In August?
No, that's all I'm going to tease.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm gonna
tease. Okay.
I
was like, are you going to tell them? Okay. No, 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 no.
No, of course I'm not going to tell
them.
Oh,
my God. Oh, my God. See, I'm a person who, if I buy a Christmas present for someone, like on Black Friday, like I want to give it to them. I cannot wait until Christmas.
Same.
So this
yeah,
is very hard to be like, oh, we're not going to tell you guys what we're planning. But trust me when I say that Patreon subscriptions allow us to be a little bit more dedicated to production.
Yes.
Of exciting things we can do
yes.
together that don't have to do with beauty and they don't have to do with shopping. And when you open up that can of worms, honey, you just wait.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to
okay.
be exciting.
Well, that's in my bag. I mean, it's the Kindle, it's the speaker, it's the Thigh Rescue, it's my wallet, it's my headphones, obviously my phone, my hair clip. And it's all in this Lululemon belt bag that I really, really like. And, that has come in handy this summer because you don't want to be, you know, sometimes you don't want to be like
yes.
with the tote over your shoulder,
mm-hmm.
but it's not chaos because you have to be, you have to make these items have to make the cut, you know, in a bag that's
yes.
small. So now we're going up the roller coaster. We're feeling really good. I want to be
yep.
brought down.
We
with
put
Jack.
Our hands up in the air.
Yeah. Give me your chaos bag, Jackie. What is in your bag?
Okay. So I love a crossbody.
Oh,
pretty
she
much
loves
exclusively.
A crossbody.
I don't go any bigger than this.
Ooh.
And as you already pointed out, it is the Matt and Nat vegan crossbody
vegan.
Bag in a beautiful pink color. My bag is a total nightmare. It's not organized. It's a total mess. I'm just going to start pulling things out. I have on the top 3 different masks.
Why do you have 3 different masks? Do you have 3 different faces?
No. I believe this seersucker one was Ben's, and he had me hold it for him last night. I have one in there always that's just, like, in case, because I have had a few times where I get out of the car and I don't have one.
Yes.
So this one is just shoved down to be careful, and then I always try to remember to bring one extra.
Okay.
So that is why I have 3.
Okay, I appreciate that.
I have a Mighty wallet that I have had now for a very long time.
That looks
actually
like
a friend
has seen things.
Yes, my friend got this for me, and it's so old that we aren't even friends anymore. And I honestly hate it because it reminds me of her every time I take it out.
You guys,
so
wait.
I need a new wallet so bad.
Hold up this wallet. I'm taking.
What did I tell you, Caroline?
No, hold up this wallet. I want to take a screenshot because this is. I'm going to put it on the Patreon. People deserve. This is
get it out any
absolute,
credit card numbers.
Yeah, no, I'm not, there's nothing. It's,
I told you.
There's no.
I told you.
This wallet
it's
is
broken.
This wallet is such.
There's no.
I can't even. This
know,
is giving me
I know,
fucking
I warned
hives.
You.
This is giving me hives.
I warned you. I warned you. So you want to know what credit card I use? Whichever one I can fucking find. Like, literally, I stick my hand in, and whichever one comes first, I go, here you go.
Jackie,
and I hand them that.
You come off as a person who has your shit a lot more together than this.
I know. Here's the truth. I'm messy. This is something many people don't know about me.
Oh,
if you want to bring Ben in here, Ben is type A, organized. He would throw up if he saw it. Do you want to see the rest? I'll just give you a visual.
I want to see everything. I want you to pull out every single thing. You guys, there's like loose money in there.
No, it's a mess. I need a new wallet desperately. I need someone to send me a link for a vegan wallet that isn't hideous. I've been looking. I've been on every website. I cannot make a decision.
Okay, you guys,
I need a new wallet bad.
That's an action item for you. Patreon listeners will see some behind the scenes of this mini episode. You will see that picture of Jackie's wallet. That is the most heinous. I can't even get over it. I'm so sorry that I'm being so mean to you, but it really is. No, another mask.
I found another mask.
Okay, at least you're prepared. The craziest thing about this wallet picture, I'm not ready to move on. I just want to let you know.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
You're holding it up.
I knew this was gonna happen.
You're holding it up in this picture. Your nails look incredible.
Yes,
you
honey.
Look so primped and beautiful, and this wallet is just not like, if there were a game show where they had
to keep it all together, Caroline.
I get it.
I can't keep it all together.
But if there were a game show where you'd like match the wallet with the person, no one would pick this as your wallet. This
right.
is chaotic.
Yeah. I know. I need.
Well,
a
now
new
I know what
really
to get you
badly.
For Christmas. So I'm like,
no, I can't wait that long.
Okay, well, early Christmas present. That is so.
I need a wallet yesterday. Well, like I said, there's bad energy with this.
Clearly,
I can't be keeping my money in bad energy.
What about a Mark and Graham?
What's that?
Oh my God, these are so cute. Okay, I'm sending you
drop
a link.
It in the chat.
I'm sending
drop
you
it in the
a
chat.
Link. They're vegan
Wait,
leather.
Do we have chat on here? We're on Google.
Yeah,
we're
have
on
chat.
Google
we
today.
Have chat. We have chat. We're on Google today because the Zoom wasn't
we're
working.
Cheating on Zoom.
We're in the Google where it happened. Doesn't sound as good.
The
Google.
No, it doesn't.
Look at how cute these are. I mean,
okay.
This is cute.
I mean, I'll drop the money right now.
Look how cute.
Oh, that is cute.
And you can get it monogrammed? Like, that's really cute. You haven't been looking
that's
that hard because
really
I
cute.
Typed in vegan leather wallet.
But I don't want that color.
Well, then get
they don't have other colors?
No, I think I'm just... look at the... They do. This one's just on sale.
Well, I do love a sale, but I need a... I can't... These... None of those colors work for me.
Okay. Well,
see, this is what I'm talking about. I'm a picky ass bitch.
You don't want like a black... Like, they have pink. You don't like... Oh, it's too coral for you?
It's red.
It's coral.
It's red.
What about a Rothy's wallet?
They have them?
I mean, Rothy's is sustainable, isn't it?
Yeah, they have wallets.
They have.
Where have I been?
They have little. Yeah, they have little pouches that are wallets, like with holders and everything. And you can.
Okay, I'm looking right now.
I mean, they have some cute fucking things. Yeah, they have wallets. Yeah, they have wallets.
It's red. It's red. I need a pink one.
Oh my God. See. You should have just.
Is it that hard, a pink vegan wallet? I mean, is that too much to fucking ask?
Man, I don't know. Oh, these are cute. They have a lot of things.
Show me the inside. Okay, see, that's cute. I could fuck with that, but it's I don't like the color.
Etsy
I need more
also
colors.
Has a lot of things. I just don't think you're trying that hard is what I'm going to say. Hold on. I'm going to send you this.
No.
Pink vegan.
How dare you? How dare you?
I'm just saying I'm allowed to say what I'm allowed to say my feelings. All right, hold on.
Okay.
Look at
okay.
Etsy. If you Google pink vegan wallet, here's what comes up. You guys, I cannot okay. just I cannot even tell you this wallet is giving me like we have now stopped
no,
the show.
I am aware. Okay, that one's cute.
There's some things in here. I mean, you could find something like there's a lot of nice things. Oh, this one's cute. Well, this could not be more boring for anyone to listen to. We're just going, that's cute. That's cute. Sent
well,
you a link.
You don't have to cut all that out. I mean, yeah, nobody cares.
No,
nobody...
I'm keeping that. Everyone
the
cares.
The pink is sold out. Come on, man.
All right. What else is in your bag?
The
let's
pink
move
is
on.
Sold out.
This is too stressful
okay,
for me. This is too stressful
I will get a wallet today.
Okay.
I agree with you. Okay.
Okay.
We have a Vons receipt.
What'd you buy?
We have a Home Depot receipt.
What'd you buy? Give me one item on any of these receipts.
We have a 99 cent only.
I need
receipt.
To know what you bought. Why are you not
okay,
answering
okay.
me?
Okay. What is this? A hose.
Great.
A hose for my house.
Vons. Well, what else would it be for?
It says cold SM hot cold. Oh, I bought a little ice chest for my niece and if you go to the beach.
Okay.
I bought birthday candles for my friend's birthday cake at the 99 cent store, honey.
Excellent.
This is a parking receipt for past downtown Pasadena.
Excellent.
My car insurance.
Oh my God.
Okay. I have my vaccine.
Excellent.
Card
Jacqueline
in a laminated.
Johnson.
Yes. I have a wet nap, antiseptic nap.
Love
that. You
never
know when you're going to need that.
Well, you would never be able to find it if you did. I'll tell you that much.
A Panda Express wrapper. I had to try their vegan chicken. Another receipt for Taco Bell.
Oh my God. What kind of life are you living?
Yeah. I'm telling you. Oh my God. A piece of a succulent that I forgot.
She took a clipping. She stole a clipping. Oh yeah.
It was on the ground.
No,
I
it's
never,
fine.
I never disturbed property. It was on the ground, but now it is definitely dead because I forgot it was in there.
Yes.
I have a scrunchie.
Great.
I only use the satin ones, you know.
Excellent for the hair.
Quality.
Yep.
A loose dollar bill because, again, my wallet is useless.
Stay humble. Sure.
Exactly. And then I have, let's see, several lip products here.
Excellent.
I have an Ilia lip color.
Great.
And then I have this Thrive Cosmetics Sunproof Intense Lip Balm with SPF 24. I've realized that I never put SPF on my lips, and that might be why my lips are always cracked. You can see.
Yep.
I just cracked my lip the other day really bad.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm having really chapped lips right now, so I'm trying to do SPF. We're almost done. I have a dirty pen from a nondescript business because it's so covered in a layer of filth that I can't read the name. I have Super Goop.
Oh, did you feel like during the pandemic you got a lot of pens? Because a lot of companies were like, this is a one-time use pen. Like, you can't put the pen back. I feel like I got a lot of pens this time.
That's great.
A nice perk of this deadly plague is I got a lot of pens.
I would always use some free pens. I think I would always use my own dirty pen.
Sure.
So I never even fuck with that.
Sure.
I have two little Super Goops. They sold this sample pack that had three little products.
Yeah.
And I got it at Sephora like a month ago.
Okay.
And it's been helpful for me. The Super Goop spray and the everyday lotion. And there was a third somewhere. I have a hand sanitizer spray.
Yep. Important.
Because we need.
I want to tell you guys that even though they're not in my bag, all of this stuff is in my car. So when I leave the house, I have my masks. I have wipes. I just want to let everyone know. What is that?
Keys to my house.
Okay. Well, they should be a little bit higher up in your bag, I think.
Well, this is my second pair. I also always have a pair on my key ring with my keys. But let's say I somehow lock myself out. I'm always carrying. I have loose ibuprofen.
That is a classic. I had to get away from that habit a long time ago. I was losing a lot of pills that way.
Yeah, not smart. I'm not proud of it. Three nasty pieces of candy that I probably grabbed from a communal candy bowl at some point.
Yeah.
At the very bottom, we have some pennies, one dime, one nickel. And then in my little side, I have an Advil pouch.
Yep.
I have a card for some company that sells balsamic and olive oils that I got when my parents were in town. I have a weed candy.
Yeah, necessary.
Another hard candy. And then.
Jackie's like a grandma. She'll have butterscotch.
I know.
These pills. Quarters.
I know, loose pill. I have a quarter and a penny, a piece of gum with no wrapper, 1, 2, 3, 4 liquid gel ibuprofens, and 2 hard ibuprofens, and these are the generic because it's the same thing, but it's cheaper.
Wow.
And that is what's in my bag.
Ken, do you have the garbage can in your office right now? Okay, well, I want to make sure you throw the loose. She just literally took her hand as if she was going to put the loose pills back in the purse. Did you just put those back?
I did.
Jackie, take them out. This is part of the problem. She literally just threw them back in. No, you will get new Advil for you. You don't want to eat dusty Advil that's like covered in money.
This is what I need. This is what I need the geezers to help with.
Yeah,
I need a vegan pink wallet that isn't ugly.
Yes,
and I need something to hold pills.
Have you heard of a pill
Some
bottle?
Kind of pill hole.
Okay.
No, but this is what happens with the pill bottle. It accidentally opens and they get all in there.
No, pill bottles don't accidentally open. They're all child locked.
I've had that happen.
I have used, hold on, I'm going to find it.
I need something stylish to hold my pills.
No, this holds all of my Ritalin.
Oh, cute.
You hear that? This is a Target prescription bottle that I got my Ritalin filled in like 6 years ago. And now every time I get my Ritalin in one of these.
You put it in
the red
bottle.
I refill it in the red bottle, and then I can find it. And it's nice. I actually really like it. That's also always in my bag, just not today because I had it on my desk. But, like, yeah, you just need, like, a child-proof pill bottle thing. Jeez Louise. Yeah, I don't want you to take those Advils ever. They've been, like, sitting with money.
Well, to be fair, they're in the side pouch.
With other money. So there was quarters in there.
That's true. Yeah,
yeah, she's just trying to back.
And coins are disgusting. They literally could have been in someone's ass crack for all we know.
Do you know when they could have been? And you know what?
They probably were.
More power if they were. You know when you're little and your parents are like, money's dirty? Like, I didn't really get that.
Yeah.
I thought money inherently was dirty. Money is dirty because everyone's touching it.
Yes.
Okay, I just learned that.
Mail. Mail is dirty because it's been through all these machines and gears and hands and cars, back of trucks and things. Mail is disgusting as well.
And you know what else is disgusting? Your bag. You didn't need a new one. Okay.
I wouldn't trust mail that had been in here.
We're on the hunt for a cute pink vegan wallet.
Oh, it's bad down here.
I'm
going to be honest.
I am honestly shocked. I'm going to upload that picture to the Patreon like ASAP. So Patreon listeners now already know what they're in for.
This Home Depot receipt is, you see the grease on it? Like half of the receipt is soiled.
I mean, yeah, I see it. I think this is not good. Don't you want a better life for yourself and your loved ones?
It will start with the wallet. I need a new wallet really desperately.
Okay, I'm uploading this to the Patreon. This is crazy, you guys. All right. Well, that was a whole mini. It's been 35 minutes. I feel like I know a lot more about you, and I'm like just feeling like kind of shocked. I'm upset. I'm going to say it. I'm upset. I'm upset by what you showed me. I'm upset by that.
You can be disappointed in me. I can take that.
I'm not disappointed in you. I want to help you. You're my new project.
Yeah.
I need...
Yeah.
Like, Jack, if you put Jackie and me next to each other, it's like Jackie definitely is 100% more together than me. You would not know it by the state of both of our bags. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you agreed. You agreed so easily. You really don't think I have
it
together?
Is
that what you're saying?
Yeah. I knew it would be good radio, and I do anything for a bit, you know?
Anything for a bit. Well, look at us. We really are doing anything for a bit. All right, you guys, that was another mini episode of G Thanks Just Bought It. Next week, you can catch our next mini episode on the Natch Butte feed. We alternate feeds every other week. So there's two G Thanks centric episodes a month, two Natch Butte episodes a month. And again, you can hang out with us on Patreon. That's patreon.com/justoneepisode. We launch a new podcast every single week. And in between, there is a ton of extra content, lots of fun conversation, and much, much more. So we'd love to see you there. Jackie, what can people expect next week? Have you found any good palettes for me?
Not yet, but...
It's always sort of like we play it pretty close to that. We had breaking news, you know?
But I will hopefully have my palette put together and I will walk you through it.
I can't wait. And I will be putting on my Screech Kabuki.
There you go.
Rest
can't
in
wait.
Peace. All right, you guys.
Screech Kabuki is actually my drag name.
Screech
so
Kabuki is my safe word. All right, you guys. See you next week. Bye. We love you.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.